Around this time of year, a lot of our population becomes smartly focused on one specific kind of bird. It isn't surprising. After all, these birds can be exciting to see. They are large, rather loud, gregarious, and easily identifiable. Some folks even try to draw these birds into their yards. Yet once they succeed, they often regret that decision. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, it is none other than the wild turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Bay Birds. There are interesting debates brewing around the wild turkey. Many firmly believe wild turkeys are not native to California and were introduced by the California Department of Fish and Game in the 1960s and 70s as a game bird. Actually, this wasn't even the first attempt at introducing wild turkeys. They were first introduced in the 1870s, then again in the 1920s, and again in the 1950s. It wasn't until the 60s and 70s, when a Texas subspecies of the wild turkey was introduced, that it finally succeeded. Today, estimates of wild turkey populations in California are over 240,000 individuals, with wild turkeys occupying almost 18% of our state. And yes, they are prevalent in the Bay Area. I've even seen small flocks close to the Mill Valley-Tiburon freeway exits. Now, you might be thinking, hey, if they weren't here, why was the government trying so hard to introduce them? Aren't non-native species bad? Well, here lies the debate. Yes, introducing non-native species of any kind, animal or plant, is very harmful to native habitats, as we have all too often learned. Just look at our landscape. So many of the grasses and shrubs we see are invaders trying to take over California's beautifully diverse native plants. Or look at the numerous rock pigeons or starlings, to just name a few, that seem to be just about everywhere and most likely outcompete other birds for resources. Yet what if wild turkeys, or a distant ancestor of today's wild turkey, was present in California hundreds or even thousands of years ago? Then would we consider the wild turkey a native bird that has simply been reintroduced rather than a major government faux pas? Well, there does seem to be some fossil evidence suggesting that wild turkeys, or an early relative of the wild turkey, was present in a little pocket of California right around L.A. and around Shasta County about 10,000 years ago, and perhaps even more recently. What caused it to be extirpated from California? I'm not sure, but it does make the wild turkey's introduction a bit more palatable. Although the species here still is from elsewhere, and the true repercussions of its current presence in California may yet to be determined. Historically, wild turkeys were prevalent through much of the southern United States. Many Native Americans relied on them for food, although some thought the turkey too dumb to eat, in fear that by eating the bird, they too would become dumb. But by the 1900s, hunting had nearly wiped out all wild turkey populations. Hence, the reintroduction into much of its original territories, and then the expansion into areas it may never have been. Looking for an outdoor turkey adventure over the Thanksgiving holiday? Well, most people will probably be able to easily identify them. They're large birds, with males weighing up to 24 pounds. Males also tend to have a bright bluish-gray head with pink to red wattles, deep, dark, iridescent feathers, and a long, beard-like cluster of feathers that hang from their chest. Females tend to be much smaller and much more drab, with a grayish head and dull brown feathers, all the better to camouflage. Spend time in almost any open space, and you've got a good chance of seeing a wild turkey. Just don't try to attract them to your yard. Once they realize food is readily available, they tend to get aggressive and will even charge. Perhaps that's their little way of getting back for all their brethren being served up during the holidays. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.